Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
This morning, a rush at the U.S.-Mexico border for migrants and troops as Title 42 expires. We have new overnight developments as thousands try to make their way into the U.S.
And our temperatures once again are pleasantly cool this morning, looking at 46 in Roxborough, 56 in Fayetteville. I'll show you when our temperatures really start to climb.
Plus, we have details on an event happening today that'll give people in Raleigh more insight into a plan designed to keep them safer on the roads in one busy area.
And what a newly released report is expected to show today about business, inflation, and the rising prices hitting all of our pockets. It is 4:30 on your Thursday morning. You're up, we're up, sort of. So let's do this. All right. It feels nice out there. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It certainly does feel nice outside. And we had a great day yesterday. Lots of sunshine.
Those gorgeous.
Temperatures were a little cooler. No humidity. I mean, can we have another? Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
I'm feeling nice today, so yeah, you can have another. It's a beautiful weather, and our forecast, again, this is a live look at downtown Durham. It's pleasantly cool this morning. Our temperatures around the triangle are in the mid to upper 50s right now. Our winds are calm. There's a little bit of cloud cover, so when the sun comes up, it'll likely make for a beautiful sunrise, but we also may feel a little cloudy from time to time this morning. Our cool spot is Roxborough at 46. It's 52 in Goldsboro, 54 in Rocky Mount, 56 in Fayetteville. These temperatures are pretty close to where they were yesterday in most places. Down south, it's a little cooler. Fayetteville and Southern Pines are a bit cooler than this time yesterday, but it's a little bit warmer, say, in South Hill. So it's kind of a wash out there. We'll see our temperatures at lunchtime in the mid-70s, and we'll be in the low 80s for highs this afternoon. Our humidity today stays on the lower side, but we'll continue to see that humidity climbing as we get into the weekend. And we are still on track for at least a few isolated storms for Mother's Day weekend. I'll show you what to expect coming up.
Happening right now, an immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Thousands of troops are there right now as thousands of migrants try to cross over ahead of Title 42 expiring. This is new video showing long lines of migrants waiting to cross. NBC News says there are as many as 65,000 people there. Border officials are urging those who crossed illegally to line up, turn themselves in, and face consequences. Yesterday, more than 11,000 illegal immigrants crossed over in just 24 hours. NBC is reporting the Biden administration is expected to make a major change that would allow Border Patrol agents to release migrants into the U.S. without an immigration court date.
Also happening today, Governor Roy Cooper plans to meet with doctors to talk about the dangers of the new controversial abortion bill just 2 days before he's expected to veto it. Cooper will be in Gibsonville for another roundtable. This marks the third day this week he's traveled around the state to meet with doctors, abortion advocates, abortion rights advocates, and lawmakers to rally support. The newly proposed measure limits abortions at after 12 weeks instead of 20. Republicans fast-tracked the bill for approval last week, getting passed in less than 48 hours after it was introduced. Cooper says he will veto the bill this Saturday, but it may not hold because Republicans have veto-proof majority.
City of Raleigh is working to keep drivers and pedestrians safer on the roads in one busy intersection. And today, folks will be able to view and comment on the plans for the Five Points Streetscape Project. WRL's Naya Harden joins us live with details on how officials are trying to prevent major crashes in one neighborhood. Naya.
Yeah, this area is known for having crashes. Let me just step out of the way to show you kind of what this looks like here on Glenwood Avenue in Fairview, where we are right now. Today, the city expects hundreds of people to be at the open house as they go through the pros and cons of changing this part of Glenwood. New video shows the now three options on the table. Concept one being the easiest, making some changes to how traffic signals operate. Concept two, a single lane roundabout shaped like a peanut. And concept three, two lanes in both directions on Glenwood and one lane on the other sides. The city will also go over costs tied to these options. Raleigh Transportation Supervisor Jason Myers tells WRAL one of these projects could cost as much as $10 million.
Right, it's not worth the expense. And of course, even if this study makes a determination with the public's input about what we want to do eventually, it will be up to city councils in the future of Raleigh to decide where they'll invest city resources in and when we will do something that's in our plan, because we have many other projects that we also want.
so far. 700 people have completed the feedback survey that the city has. And you can also hear more. That's going to be tonight from 4 to 7 at the Five Point Center for Active Adults on Noble Street, on Noble Road, excuse me. And we've got that information for you on the WRAL News app. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Cary's skyline could be growing, and it would start with Town Hall. The town is considering selling or leasing the space to developers who would create taller buildings for mixed use. On the 18-acre site, developers could build apartments, shops, restaurants, a pedestrian bridge, and office space. People who live nearby say there's already a lot of development in the area.
We already have plenty of business around this area, and the Fenton's right down the street.
And more shops are coming in. I mean, that's happening anyway.
The town of Cary has yet to make a decision about whether to sell or lease the land to a developer, so it's still uncertain what will happen with the area.
An over-the-counter birth control pill is one step closer to becoming a reality for women across the U.S. FDA advisors voted unanimously in support of allowing the O-pill to be available without a prescription. Advisors were asked to vote on whether people were likely to use the tablet properly, and the committee says the benefits outweigh the risks. All 17 of them voted in favor. Final decision is expected this summer.
Prices at the store are rising, but at a slower rate than experts expected. Today, we'll learn more about where inflation stands. WRAL's Michael Grace joins us live this morning. Michael, will learn in just a few hours how close we might be to a recession.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, rising prices at the grocery store and other places finally slowing down, which is good news, at least in the eyes of economists. And that's all ahead of today's producer price index. Now, the Labor Department is going to release the PPI report this morning, one day after releasing the Consumer Price Index report. I had a chance to hear from Professor Dr. Mike Walden from NC State. He says the two reports, they will really likely show the same trends. CPI from April shows inflation was at 4.9% for this past month. Now, Dr. Walden says the increase we're seeing this year are all just at a slower pace. Here's what he had to say from what we can expect for the future of the economy.
But I still think we're in a very, very uncertain time here in terms of how fast the fight against inflation, how long will that go on, when will we win that, and then correlate that with whether we're headed, what kind of a future economy we're headed for.
Now, Dr. Walden also added that if the economy does go into a recession, him and his colleagues think that it should be mild. The PPI report is expected to be released today, 8:30 this morning. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
A local woman is charged with killing her fiancé 2 days after he proposed. Police say Antoine Chisholm was found dead on the lawn of his home Monday. Petit Bell, Chisholm's fiancé, and Howard Covington Jr. were arrested and charged in his death. Police aren't releasing a motive for the killing. Chisholm's mother spoke with WRAL and said he leaves behind 6 children.
The Carolina Hurricanes will look to punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Canes will host the New Jersey Devils in Game 5 of their series at PNC Arena. Carolina has a 3-1 lead in the best-of-7 series after winning Game 4 Tuesday night in New Jersey. Tonight's game gets started at 7. If you're headed to the game tonight, you may want to leave earlier than usual. PNC Arena officials are warning that traffic may be challenging because of construction projects near the arena. So they're encouraging you to plan ahead, carpool, or consider alternate routes. Most small cars don't provide enough protection for backseat passengers. That's according to a newly released report. All new and next, we walk you through the data and explain if your car is on the list.
And former President Donald Trump addresses his most recent lawsuit. What he's saying about being found liable of sexual abuse.
And we'll be back in the 80s today. You're taking a live look outside at Lewisburg. Good morning to the folks there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking the warm up. She'll also have a look at what you can expect for Mother's Day weekend.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. It's a nice quiet morning out here. It's a live look at Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And it feels nice out there this morning. Our temperatures are feeling pleasant. It's 50 in Lewisburg, 52 in Southern Pines, 53 in Irwin, 55 degrees in South Hill. Our temperatures will climb into the low 80s for highs this afternoon, and our humidity stays on the lower side. We will see that creep up a little bit as we get into the weekend, and we'll add in a few isolated showers and thunderstorms for Saturday and Sunday. I'll show you why that pattern is going to change for us coming up. By lunchtime, we're climbing on up into the 70s, and we'll see temperatures in the low 80s for highs this afternoon. So it feels great right now. If you're a runner, temperatures are really almost perfect. If you like it a little warmer, we'll still see temperatures in the upper 70s by 6 or 7 o'clock.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, following some breaking news out of Newcastle, Pennsylvania, a Norfolk Southern train has derailed there. This is a live look at the scene. The camera has been moving around a little bit, but this is a zoomed in view of you can see two workers there from Norfolk Southern, as well as the train. They say details are limited at this time, but the police department believes there's no indication of any hazardous materials being released right now. Again, it's happening in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. That is western Pennsylvania. This derailment comes 96 days after Norfolk Southern derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. The company is still in the process of cleaning up there. But this, again, is breaking news. This happening right now. I'm going to keep an eye on this and bring you live updates from the Live Center.
Michelle, thanks. All new this morning, a vaccine that could fight pancreatic cancer is showing promise. Medical experts say BioNTech is testing the shot right now. It programs the body to fight off the deadly disease. The pancreatic cancer vaccine is tailored to each patient's tumor by extracting the tumor and using genetic code from it. 16 patients were able to complete all phases of this vaccine study. Half of them responded to the vaccine, which taught their immune systems to recognize and fight off cancer cells. None of those eight saw the cancer return.
This morning, former President Donald Trump responds to questions about being found liable for sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll and how it may impact women voting for him.
They're doing this for election interference. This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. This is a fake story, made up story.
I was just sick. I have your back.
Part of the $5 million in damages Mr. Trump has to pay Carroll is for defaming her. Trump went on to answer questions about January 6th, saying if he is reelected, he may pardon some of the rioters from that day. He also said he didn't owe former President, Vice President Mike Pence an apology for putting him in danger.
Raleigh police need your help finding the person they say robbed a bank in Briar Creek. It happened at the State Employees Credit Union on TW Alexander Drive. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on scene just after 3:15 Wednesday afternoon. Police have not released a specific description of the robber, but say he gave a teller a note demanding money. Investigators say the teller handed over the cash and the man ran off.
New this morning, crash test data released just a few hours ago shows most small cars don't provide good protection for backseat passengers. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says none of the five small cars it tested earned a good rating. The Honda Civic and Toyota Corolla sedan earned acceptable ratings. The Kia Forte, Nissan Sentra, and Subaru Crosstrek all got poor ratings. The agency says the front seats are safer because they have improved airbags and advanced seatbelts, not often available in the back seats. Despite this, the back seat remains the safest place for young children because front airbags can hurt them.
The nationwide COVID-19 public health emergency officially ends today. This ends a historic period of aggressive measures designed to stop the virus from spreading. That includes lockdowns, testing sites, and vaccine distribution efforts. Duke Health took a look back at what the pandemic looked like from the front lines. Hospital workers wearing all kinds of protective equipment to treat patient after patient. More than a million people in the U.S. died from the disease, and some experts believe that's an undercount. From now on, health officials will treat COVID-19 like any other respiratory disease.
Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes could close out their playoff series against the New Jersey Devils. And WRL's Chris Lee has a look at what to expect and an update on Teuvo Teravainen's injury and potential return to the ice.
Table Teravainen was back on the ice yesterday for the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, a few weeks ago, he broke his hand against the New York Islanders in that series. And since, other Canes players like Jack Drury have stepped up in Turbo's place. It was a light practice for the 28-year-old forward. Not a lot of strenuous drills, but head coach Rod Brind'Amour made it clear that yesterday's work on the ice does not mean that Teravainen is close to coming back.
I mean, he's getting better, but he's a long ways away, so... hopefully, I think he's going to maybe get a little skate in here today, but he will not be playing this series, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk about today. The Canes can close out their series with the New Jersey Devils. Game 5 is at PNC Arena at 7 o'clock. The Canes lead 3-1. Chris Lee, back to you.
New this morning, Snoop Dogg is working to get more minority children involved in playing hockey. The music and business icon is now in a bidding war to purchase an NHL team. And get this, he's up against Ryan Reynolds. Snoop says he wants to purchase the Ottawa Senators alongside Nico Sparks and start a youth hockey league for the franchise. He says it's important that kids know that there are options outside of basketball. Right now, only about 4% of NHL players are black. We had a gorgeous day yesterday in Elizabeth. We're on tap for another pretty day today, just a little warmer.
Yeah, temperatures are going to climb into the low 80s this afternoon. We'll see 80s as we get into the weekend. So some really pretty weather in our forecast. Our skies are mostly clear this morning. There's a little bit of cloud cover out there. That pretty moon has just started to set across our area. This is a live look at Durham right now. 58 degrees, our dew point's 52. And with a dew point of 52 and temperatures in the 80s, it doesn't feel too bad. Once that dew point starts to creep into the 60s, it starts to feel a little muggier. And in the summertime, it's typically in the 70s. That's when it feels really oppressively muggy. Temperatures will climb into the low 70s as we get closer to lunchtime and around town this afternoon. Looking lovely. 83 degrees in Raleigh, 84 in Durham, and 86 degrees in Fayetteville. We take a look at our afternoons. 79 degrees is our normal high. Our temperatures climb into the mid-80s by Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, we start to change up our pattern a little bit. We'll get into a better chance of some afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Not going to be a washout, just a bit of a summer pattern. And we'll talk more about what that's going to look like coming up. So our dew points, very comfortable for today and tomorrow. And then it does start to climb. Saturday, it's up in the upper 60s. That's going to feel pretty sticky for us. It's still in the mid-60s on Sunday, but it does drop back down a bit for Monday, so we'll have a little better feel for our forecast. It's going to be a great evening to tailgate for the Hurricanes game. There's so much excitement around this game. At 5 o'clock, temperature 81. We'll see mostly sunny skies. A game time 77, and then as folks are coming out of PNC and Arena, temperatures will be in the low 70s. We take a look at our Mother's Day forecast, and we're looking good. Just an isolated shower, thunderstorm, but it's going to be a mostly dry day, 82 degrees. Really should feel awfully nice. Again, it'll be a little bit stickier on Saturday. We have a slightly better chance of some late day and evening thunderstorms and a high of 87. Feeling good, but we do have the chance of a few isolated thunderstorms as we get into next week. It's just going to feel a little bit stickier, but our temperatures still stay mild, upper 70s to low 80s.
Well, maybe you have experienced eating lower quality food or some of the services you usually enjoy have been slipping. Five on Your Side's Kelly Arthur explains why you could be living through a time of shrinkflation.
Inflation cooled again last month. It's the first time we've been below 5% in 2 years. Now, if you just look at the food prices, the number is over 7%. That's also an improvement.
There's a catch, though, of course, right? Some companies aren't raising their prices anymore, but they're using a different tactic. And Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur explains what it is.
This new roll is significantly smaller.
It's the tale of the incredible shrinking products.
Even though it's taller, it has only 18.1 ounces, while this one has 19.3.
From cereal.
So what is going on?
To toothpaste.
So what they do is they take the box that you think you're normally getting a certain size in, and they just put a tiny little thing inside of it.
Inflation's cousin, shrinkflation, aka paying the same amount of money or more for less product, is touching just about every aspect of our lives.
Well, I didn't expect shrinkflation to affect my colonoscopy.
Part of my instructions are to get the one box of Dulcolax tablets, the 8-count, but here's the problem. They don't have the 8-count anymore now. It's a 6-count.
Shrinkflation occurs most often in baby foods, in cereals, snacks, candy. and importantly also in paper products.
That's brand expert Jan Benedict Steenkamp. He explains that consumers typically notice higher prices and even smaller packaging, like these Gatorade bottles, for example. So companies try to be sneakier.
They used to put bigger bottles in this box.
Often reducing the amount of product, but not the size of the container.
Your regular bag of potato chips, do you know how many ounces it is?
No, and I love potato chips.
And you so buy it a lot, and you don't know how many ounces it is. That is the problem.
So how do you notice and even fight shrinkflation? Take note of how much you're paying per unit price. Buy in bulk, which typically tends to have a lower price per unit anyway. Buy store brands and go to another store in person or online. The same product could be cheaper somewhere else. And finally, buy on sale, because some of your favorite products have shrunk.
I can only hope the bill shrinks, too.
But will that happen, right?
If only.
We will learn the full NFL schedule later today. The league plans to release the dates and times for all 32 teams' games at 8 o'clock tonight. Yesterday, we learned some of the matchups and dates for the league's five games in Europe they'll be playing this year. And this morning on Today, Mike Tirico from NBC Sunday Night Football will stop by for an exclusive announcement of two highly anticipated games. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
Today, you can give your input on how to improve safety at a well-known Raleigh intersection. The changes that could be coming to Five Points. Plus,
we've seen a remarkable uptick in the number of new cases of peanut allergy being diagnosed.
Straight ahead at 5 this morning, Ken Smith will break down the encouraging development for the millions of families dealing with peanut allergies.
And time is running out for Title 42. We explain the major change the Biden administration is set to make as border restrictions are set to expire today.